Wood County becomes the 58th of 73 counties in Wisconsin to impose a 0.5% sales tax. The county board there Tuesday voted 23-14 in favor of the move, in the midst of a projected $4.4 million budget deficit. Wood County Board Chair Laverne Regal says he feels good about his yes vote on the sales tax. He says neighboring Marathon County has the 5.5% sales tax, that 0.5% going to the county, and it hasn't stopped retail business from booming there.
You might spend as much as close to $100 more on a $25,000 car, but I don't think people would even say much about that. All in all, I've never heard anybody complain about going over in Marathon County, and that Walmart parking lot is full all the time.
Regal says underfunded state-mandated programs run by the county, added to cuts in state-shared revenue, resulted in the budget crunch. He says it left no good way out.
With those mandates changing and with the shortfall in the state government, and cutting back on this program or that program, it became to a place that we don't want to close our parks, for example.
Wood County imposed the new sales tax, but designated that half the $6.8 million total revenue would go to property tax relief. That move actually cuts those bills. Still, nearly half the county supervisors voted against the sales tax hike, including John Christner. He says the new money gives county government no incentive to tighten its budget belt.
The counties that have the sales tax are not in any better shape than we are. So I am not convinced that the sales tax in the long run is going to do us any good. It's kind of like feeding a person that should be on a diet ice cream sundaes.
Even with the new tax, Wood County's budget has a projected $1 million shortfall. That will need to be made up with cuts. Just where those will come from is the next hot topic in the county seat of Wisconsin Rapids. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.